and delivered and come out the hospital. What if? You're anointed. But see the enemy again, if you focus on the wrong things, you just become natural. You ain't natural. There's a supernatural God in the person of Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of you. You are his temple, his expression in the earth realm, his ambassador, his messenger. Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. See, the enemy's strategy is to try to wear you down, wear down your thinking pattern so that you just, you know, you understand the power you carry as a child of God all the time, because the enemy got you so worn down. Jesus, when he spoke to a storm, he didn't speak to it with his emotion. He didn't scream at it. He said, peace, be still. Authority. And the storm answered. You don't have to have a big vein coming out your neck to be anointed. Rawr! Are you hearing? Remember the centurion? He said, Lord, just speak the word. He said, I'm a man under authority like you. I understand authority. Just speak the word and my servant will be healed. And the Lord said, I've not seen such great faith. We think there's got to be a whole lot of, but see, you got to understand. You're walking, you're God's instrument. You are walking in that, whether you feel like it or not. God didn't say you're going to really feel like somebody got healed because you prayed for him. Or you ain't going to feel like you're being blessed when God's blessing you. Tell somebody, refocus. Therein lies the battle. He whose mind is stayed on me, I'll keep him in perfect peace because he trusts me. Amen. How important that the battle is waged there. When you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, know that tomorrow's bringing some blessings from God. However they are packaged. I said, whatever package they come in, if God allowed them to come and they come in, thank God for them. Because ultimately they will work together for the good. Tell somebody, God is working. I'm going to show you something, because see, God works in ways, and sometimes we don't observe it. We're looking for the big bang. We're looking for the big, you know, the boat, the ship to come in. God is working. Tell somebody again, God's working. That's why I asked you, do you hear what I hear? Can you see what I'm seeing? Every now and then, God will open the veil and let you see. I'm working. I ain't stopped working. My angels are on assignment. They work silently, inconspicuously, but they're working. In this natural realm, the enemy's always trying to paint a picture, put an image before you. He's defeated. He ain't got a chance. Not with a child of God. Are you hearing? Has God ever failed you? Hadn't he always brought you out? Somehow, some way, some means, some method, God brings us out. And all that other stuff that you was worried about and all that listen, what was it? Don't worry. Stop all the worry. Tell somebody right now, stop all that worry. You got to rise up above that. See, many people worry about the unknown, but the unknown is known by God, because there's a scroll written with your future on it already. God got it, and you belong to him. You don't belong to the devil. We've been translated. We've been delivered from the power of darkness, and we are in another kingdom. Tell somebody, act like a kingdom child. Act like you got it going on. Know that you got it going on. Amen. You know, here's something funny. It sounds kind of funny, but it's true. Think more of yourself, and there will be more of you. I don't say that in a prideful way, but think more of you, put more value on you, and there will be more value on you. You put less value on you, there will be less value on you. It's not what people do. People will respond to how you see you. When you devalue, see, that's why I said the devil's always trying to paint a picture of the past or of failures. But what about all the successes? Tell somebody, I'm still here. I'm still walking with the Lord. Everything ain't been all good, but it's all worked together for the good. I've been down, I've been out, but I got back up. God resurrects. God restores. Amen. When the enemy think he's got you, he ain't got you. You can't keep a good man, good woman down. You can't keep a child of God in the corner. They may be there for a little while, but God will always bring them out. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delights in his way. Yeah, he'll take your mistakes, your mess ups, your mishaps, your blunders, all that stuff, and wrap it up and say, if you stay with me, I'll show you how I can turn it all around and work it out for your good. That's the word of God. We stand on the word. God gives life. Ezekiel, can these bones live? Lord, thou knowest. Ezekiel, prophesy. Speak to these bones. I'm telling you, some of y'all are going to start to get a clue. You don't know how much power is in your words. When you speak God's word, it's just as powerful as God speaking them. When you mean what you say and you say what you mean, you better observe what happens when you say what you mean and mean what you say. Watch what happens. Don't be oblivious to the atmosphere. Watch what happens. Watch how the enemy runs. Watch how the atmosphere changes. Watch how things start to fall in place. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Look at somebody, tell them, we got it like that. Stop all the guessing. See, I'm telling you, the enemy is crafty at this. To get you guessing. You know, get you wavering. When God is still working. You are still God's instrument. You are still God's favorite. You are still his temple. Hello, somebody. See, God specializes in calling things that are not as though they were. I like to add, if I may, until they are, until they manifest. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. Ooh, my time. Well, we're on his time. I got to show you something tonight, though. But let's go to 1 Corinthians 1, 26 real quick. For you see your calling. Now see, you got to refocus. Tell somebody right now, refocus. You see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. That's God. Now, see, right away, we got to get our mind off of certain things that we sometimes feel like are what qualify us for God to do and bless us. Now, understand, I don't knock education. Get all the education you can. But don't let education take the place of God's word and God's working. It says up here, not many wise. For you see your calling, brother, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Why is that? Because their wisdom, their nobility, all that stuff. I know some rich people, and it's their riches that keep them from being able to enter in. That's what the Lord told the rich young ruler. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom, because that oftentimes stands in their way. Their stature in the world, a lot of times, will stand in their way. So God says, not many wise in this world, not many noble, not many mighty are called. Next verse. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Now, here's what I want you to lock in on. God has chosen foolish things. Sometimes your blessing, God is working it out in something foolish. It don't make no sense. Don't nobody pay no attention to that, but God's working your blessing out right there. And after a while, it'll manifest if you don't just kick it to the curb and understand that God will use foolish stuff. Don't count anybody out, and don't just discard stuff, because God can use anything. Get it back up. See, this is the word. God has chosen the foolish things. Listen, God has chosen it. I said God chose it on purpose. Because the world be looking at it one way. Their focus and their eyes are after the gold and the glory and all that prestige and all that stuff. When God says, no, I'm working over here. They're after that, and they ain't going to get it. But here you are over here after this. I'm going to take you and put you up over here. The Gentiles seek after all these things. Lord says, seek the kingdom first. Learn it. And not despise small beginnings. I'm telling you right now, this is what God put in my spirit to tell you. He's working. He's working in your life, in your behalf, greater than you think. Because his mind is conditioned to think that, okay, I got to see something great happening. When God's chosen something foolish, he's kind of kept it obscure, kept it hidden, but he's working. Y'all see what I see? I don't know if you see what I see. Get it back up there. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Next verse. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Tell somebody, God chose them. Yea, and things which are not or are nothing to bring to nothing things that are. See, when if we're trying to keep up with the Joneses and in the rat race, so to speak. See, I don't want to be part of the rat race, because that means you're a rat. Rats are racing. The rat race. No, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. God says, no, I'm not working like that. You just stay true to me, Lord Jesus. Just stay true to your call.
Hi, it's that time of year again. The Pour the Oil Worship Conference will be held on October 12th and 13th at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. If you serve Sunday after Sunday without an opportunity to sit and be poured into, here's your chance. Or if you just love to worship, register for the Pour the Oil Worship Conference at www.pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-475-6800 for more information.